The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench with your boy, Carver High, getting involved here. Here it is. Liam McHugh, DeBisser, Gretzky. Oh, that's Anson Carter, not Kevin Weeks. And then I think that's Taka, right?
Yeah, so Weeks is doing ESPN.
So they got five guys breaking down the game, like five guys breaking it down. I mean, honestly, you could just go with, in my opinion, you could go with Bisser because he's really funny, and then Gretzky and be done with it. There's nothing worse than waiting for these guys to take their wax. Like, they go one at a time down the row, and it's just every question. Let's get five guys to say something about the same question. I mean, it's torture. Someone needs to understand at the league level, at the network television level, you don't need five analysts on the dais doing the studio show. Like, everyone, NFL, like how about the NFL show on ESPN at 4 o'clock? I mean, they must have 20 people on the show. They must have 20 people, and it's the same 20 clowns day in and day out. The chicks are clowns. The guys are worse. I mean, they're just so – it's so bad because there's so many people, so many stupid people opening their fat mouths that you just lose track. Like, I don't even care anymore. I swear to God, when I have it on in the studio, when I'm doing the show, it's 4 o'clock, I do 4 to 5, and I'm in a like in a break, and I got it on for 3 minutes, I want to stick a 9 Glock in my mouth because I just can't take all of their opinions. One is that Orlovsky. Okay, it's great. Dan, you can talk all day. Your wife probably just can't stand you because you never shut up, right? I know my wife can't stand me. Okay, so you're no different than me. You never shut up. You never shut your face. That's your problem. And you know what it is? The difference between you and me is I'll beat your ass. And you think you're some badass? I know I am. And so I will beat your ass until you shut your mouth because you are the worst quarterback in the league's history. And I'm taking advice from you. Wrong. If I want to take advice from a quarterback, can we have Dan Marino, someone, please? Can I get somebody? At least Fox has Terry Bradshaw with his four Super Bowl. Dan Orlovsky was, I mean, he sucked so bad that was there anyone ever worse at the position than him ever? And name one guy worse than him. I mean, name one guy worse than him.
He's in the bottom five. He's in the bottom five.
He's the worst player ever. I don't Peterman? Listen to
Peterman.
Peterman's better. People still want Peterman. No one wants Dan Orlovsky
Peterman
near
him. Actually played a couple games. He actually
Someone
played.
Someone needs to shut him down and beat his ass and give him so many, you know, black eyes and fat lips that he can't go on TV for like 7 months. I mean, like nightstick beating, like, you know, in his bed with a bat, maybe get him a bunch of times in the face. So he just, it's inoperable. They can't fix him. He's in a tape like a mummy for 7 months. so I don't have to listen to him. Then they bring in this Mina girl that never shuts up. Then they bring in the Rutledge girl with her leather pants and her fashion show. Here's me, network television exec. When I'm 63 years old, someone should hire me at a television network, gigantic network, so that I can tell people, just, you got to have someone have the stones to say, you suck and you talk too much. We're getting rid of you. We need two people that are great at this. We need two people that are great at this. We don't need five. We need two. And the NHL and Turner, you got five people. Shut up. You need two. We welcome all radio affiliates. What a thrill for us to know that you're finally on board with us here. I mean, it's great for you. It really is. It's great for you. Great for you that you're on for Hell on the Bench. Good for you and great for you.
Here's what I'll say about the TNT stuff. Now,
tell me I'm wrong. Don't even tell me I'm wrong.
No. They have way too many people up there. There's too many voices. I think what they're trying to do clearly is they're trying to cookie cutter their NBA thing. Like, what do they got up there? They got they have three analysts in Ernie. And like, here you can't count Liam. Liam's just the guy tossing it to everybody. So they got four analysts in Liam. They're trying to do what they do on the NBA coverage. Because they do have a lot. I mean, they got Shaq up there. They've got Kenny. They've got Barkley. They've got a lot of people. So I think that they're trying to replicate what they do on the NBA side.
Well, you know, bottom line is that I got no problem with Shaq, Jet, and Chuck. I do have a problem with Chuck Gets Away with Murder and everybody else in the business.
They had Chuck on the NHL on the pregame before the Ranger Cap game. He was on
another massive mistake.
They had Gret because, listen, it's your first night.
What are you going to do? You're going to start selling Charles Barkley to hockey fans? Please. Well, I mean, stop.
Look,
stop.
I know what they're trying to do. But like the first night rolling him in there, I don't think you needed to do it. He's up there having some jokes with Gretzky. They showed an old fight clip. Look at you. You know, you lost to a guy with a perm. Like they had all sorts of, you know.
Did he lose to Bisser, the guy with a perm?
They showed a Gretzky fight reel. But they probably have one or two too many guys on that set. They're already.
I mean, it's already a disaster. That's what it is. Five guys talking. Shut up. Just stop. Stop it. And that's just all there is to it. I can't take it. I'm not watching some show with five people telling me the same thing five different ways, five different flavors at the ice cream store. 31 flavors at Baskin Robbins. That's I'm going to call that from now on. Too many people on the dais and sports studio shows. It's 31 flavors. You like that one too, Carver? I am on a roll today. You like that? You like that I just gave you that one? That little 10-piece nugget?
Dropping bombs out here during the break.
That's right. I give you the skinny, baby. I give you the skinny. They all come knocking on Uncle Futrelli's door. Everybody brings their problem to the therapist. You should call me the therapist. I get it all, Carver High. That was a bombshell I just gave you.
Yeah, stunning revelation.
Stunning. I try to only be stunning. And I'm not talking about catwalk, fresh, you know, supermodel. I'm talking about, giant revelations.
They just showed a shot of the duck pond here tonight where, I mean, listen, I know that there's not a lot of expectations for Anaheim and the Ducks this year, but geez, can we come out for opening night at least? I mean, there's nobody at the game. I mean, can we at least come out for opening night? I mean, honestly,
it's about
50 people at the game. Like, what are we doing
do
here?
Do you realize, I mean, do they have one player on the whole team?
They're in a bad place right now.
I mean, who is running that franchise into bankruptcy? Who is doing it? Because they have no one. There's no one on the team. Ryan Getzlaf is old news.
He's
a great player. He won him a Stanley Cup. Can you imagine that they won a Stanley Cup And this is the way they give their fans this garbage, this crap-filled hack, no-name team.
Murray's been running the team for a long time now. I mean, Bob Murray's
got to be ground.
There. He's got to be there over 10 years. He's got to be running.
Running it into the ground. You know what? I'll tell you what. If I lived, which I wish I did, when I lived in Huntington Beach, life was good. I used to go over there and watch games. I lived 10 minutes from the pond. Here's the deal. They are not worth paying money to go watch. If you're going to watch minor league hockey, why not pay minor league prices? I mean, I'm not paying $150 to watch the effing Ducks play hockey. Although I did bet on them tonight and they're up 2-0. And no one cares. You know what?
The game, 2-0, so it stays under 5.5. Let's keep
fair
it.
Fair enough. Well, it's automatic. It's under 5.5. But let me say this. Why would you spend your hard-earned money in this world and in this climate and in this day and age on a Anaheim Duck game? I mean, honestly, like, no one's at the game. No one will ever go to the game when you have no star players to watch. Like, I want to go watch, you know, Austin Matthews, Connor McDavid. I want to watch Kaner. I want to watch Crosby. I want to watch Barkov. I want to watch players. I'll pay to see. But there is not one player that I would pay to see, frankly, on the LA Kings or the Ducks. Name one player. Name one player that you would spend $150 to go watch.
There's none on the Ducks. I will agree with you there.
And there's none on the Kings. Doughty doesn't matter anymore.
I think Kopitar.
Dustin Brown.
I think Kopitar's Kopitar's is a good player. He's a really good player.
Oh my God. I remember when he was good. I remember when he was good. He don't matter. Kopitar don't matter anymore, bro. He just doesn't. And you know what? Thank God that you got me around telling it like it is, because he don't matter at all. I mean, I like his game, but nobody else cares. Like, do you think people want to go see him play or Wayne Gretzky when he played for the Kings?
Wow, that's, you know, talking about.
Well, I mean, but Kopitar won all the Stanley Cups for the Kings. Gretzky didn't win any, but no one wants to go watch him either. People live in Southern California, bro. Their houses are burning down, and the rest of the day they're chasing bikini ass tail at the beach.
Yeah, there's a lot of options out there for entertainment.
I surf over hockey every day of the week. Do I want to go out to the beach and roll some waves and get laid, or do I want to go to a NHL game at the pond? Are you kidding me? I'm out at the beach every day trying to score hot chicks. Boom. I got no time for some talentless hack hockey team with no star players. I'm not paying to see it. The only way I go to a Duck game is if someone takes me and has kick-ass seats, and I'm not paying a nickel. I'll buy the guy beers all night long. I'll even bring weed. What do you need? But I'm not paying to see crap. No way. And the NHL should take notice, because they won't. They'll never admit it. But they got a real problem in Anaheim. And they got a real effing problem in Buffalo. They got a real problem in Arizona. Instead of cramming the Kraken up our tuchus, take a look at all your teams that have no players that no one wants to see and no one wants to pay to see. And God forbid, like, I can't even believe they're putting Buffalo on like an outdoor game on a holiday. Are you kidding me? What kind of moron would put them on national television to watch a game on a holiday, no less, when I'm home token with granny and trying to get my JMO on, and I got like, the Buffalo Sabres are my offering? That's worse than the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving.
Well, the thing with the Sabres,
honestly,
is,
I am great at this tonight. And look, my criticisms are so on, you even know.
I'll say this. The Sabres, I'm going to put in a little bit of a different category than Anaheim or Phoenix or those teams, because the Sabres actually have fans. The reasons why they stopped going is because the absolute gross mismanagement. I mean, that place has been packed forever, but they can't take it anymore. They finally given up. I mean, why, the team has been awful for 10 years now, and they keep selling them every 3 years. Oh, no, this is the rebuild. We're tanking for this guy. We're tanking for that guy. It never works, and they've driven out what's a very – you know this. They got two things up there. They got the Bills and the Sabres. And they love them, and they're hard. You know, they're blue collar fans. They go to all the games. They sell the arena out. But they finally have had enough. in Buffalo that they can't take it anymore. It's embarrassing.
The same way in Anaheim and Phoenix. There's no reason to go. They've mismanaged both teams. So how many owners have had in Arizona now? The league owned it. Who didn't own it?
Yeah.
I mean, did Mickey Mouse own it too? I think at some point. I know he owned the Ducks.
They actually shouldn't have even made the Seattle expansion team. They should have just moved Arizona there. That's what they should have done. They should have just moved the Coyotes to Seattle. That was the real way to do it.
Instead, they gave him a team.
Yeah.
Speaking of giving a team, I got it on my head, let's talk about Vegas for the NBA. You know it's coming. I mean, it's just inevitable. I told you on this show and on Coast to Coast on CBS, I told you a long time ago, live on the air, automatic, Vegas will have Major League Baseball and NBA within 10 years. And that was about, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago? Let's just pretend like it was 2 years ago. I still got 8 years left. Let's say it's 5 years. I got 5 years left for it to happen. I still believe in that 5 years, the over hits. In other words, the over-under is one. Well, the one is winning. The one is winning already. The NBA will be in Vegas within 5 years.
I agree.
Will the MLB be there as well? I mean,
yes.
There's no reason. There are so many teams going broke. I mean, you just don't even want to admit it. But like Tampa Bay is always in the playoffs now. Every year they win the division, go to the playoffs, blah, 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 blah. But they suck. No one goes. No one goes to the games ever. The Miami Marlins, another team that has absolutely no reason to be in Miami. I mean, there's just the new stadium is not even a good enough reason. You know why? Because no one goes ever. You know why? Because everyone that lives down there is either dying or on their way to dying, or they're from Canada. Everyone that lives down here is from Canada. And the rest of them are from New York. And there's no way a bunch of New Yorkers are going to watch the Miami Marlins play unless the Yankees are playing them. Same with Tampa. They don't ever have fans unless the Yankees are in town. So move to Vegas. You play in that crappy trop anyway. Just move to Vegas. Stop being a wussy. Pick up, pack, and move to Vegas. So what do you think tomorrow night in the NFL? Carver High, because I know that you're going to be driving to the Irish Cape Cod Open for your big golf, annual golf, drink festival.
Yes.
And basically drinking, smoking, and cheating in golf. And they play for big stakes.
Big stakes.
Are you going to, does that mean you're going to miss the Thursday Nighter?
Well, I'll probably be in the car for most of it. The last couple years when I've left on Thursday night, I've pulled into the Village with like 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I usually get there right about 11 o'clock. So, I mean, I'll hear most of it in the car. I've actually got two things in the car tomorrow night. I'll have the Islander opener against the Hurricanes at 7 o'clock, and then we'll slide right into the Bucks and the Eagles, coverage right after that. So that actually, I got my whole drive planned in terms of what I'm going to listen to. Well, that's pretty good.
So what do you have, Sirius in the car so you can listen to the Islanders?
Yes, I will. And I flip back and forth. We'll have the grid on. In fact, if I'm still going, I could throw you on at 10 o'clock. And that last leg is I just hit the Cape, 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Boom.
That is awesome. So you're going to Islanders and then right into Pharrell on a bench.
Yes.
And then the Irish Cape got open is Friday.
Well, yeah, the first round is actually tomorrow morning, 9:25 AMT at the Captain's Course in Brewster. And then round two, Friday morning, same time. And then championship Saturday, 8:15 AM at the Falmouth Country Club. There we go. Championship Saturday.
What's the track like?
Great track. Falmouth, really nice course. We play there probably once every 3 or 4 years. Really good spot. It's a good championship Saturday course. Long, You got to have some skill there. The captain's course is nice too. Well, we've played there a couple times. They've got two guys. Actually, they got two 18s in that place. They got 36 holes there. Oh.
How many of the players have turned it into calling it the foul mouth?
Yeah, you know, if you haven't been up there before, that could easily be what you call it. That's for sure. But a lot of golf, a lot of drinking, a lot of gambling. There'll be a lot of that over the next couple of days.
What does Hot Nicole think of all this? She's just used to it, or does she put on an annual Carver High weekend? She's not interested in your happiness.
No, this is the one weekend a year. She knows the deal. I mean, I've been going to this thing since before I met her. I mean, it's been my family. You know, last year was the 50th anniversary of my grandfather and his brothers starting this event up on Cape Cod. So
50 years.
She understands the family tradition behind it. She understands, you know, there's no women, no wives. No, none of that. It's
what about
hookers? It's a great weekend. Well, listen, you know, we don't divulge any of that information, but good luck finding one up there in West Yarmouth on a Friday or a Saturday night. Ain't gonna go too
that. That might be a foul ball right there. You know, into the upper deck, because I mean, in this day and age, I mean, son, it's like DoorDash.
Yeah, no, well, you're right. I mean, things have changed. Now, look, like I said, I've not been inquiring. That's for sure.
You just have no interest in talking about this right now, so I'll talk about it for you. I mean, somebody in that group of drunks is going to get their swerve on one way or another.
I'm not telling you that hasn't happened in the past to somebody. I'm not saying that has not happened before. There are a couple of establishments where if you were looking – to find somebody, they can be found. There's no doubt.
What is the ratio of doobies to cigars? I mean, is there anyone really pulling out the stops with the thumbs, or are they just rolling Partagas and Cohibas? Is there anybody going, you know, with a Keef stick? Anyone going Keef stick? There's no one out there smoking fatties?
There's a couple of guys. Yeah, they're in the mix with that. There's a few guys.
What
a
bunch of pansies. Like,
no, listen, I just told you there's a couple guys who are in the mix with that. Not me.
Gotta get
straight liquid. Straight liquid. Just the beers will just be, they'll be flowing. I've already got my roommate's already up there tonight. He made the stop already. He packed the Labatt Blue in the fridge. It's ready to go when I get there.
Wow. Oh, you got a roommate?
Yeah.
Jesus. They're drinking a room. I ain't going to go anywhere.
Well, look, you know.
Here's the deal. Kyrie Irving is now on Instagram saying he will not retire. Don't believe that I'm retiring after speculation he could hang it up after the vaccine mandate. Your boy is clearly public enemy number one and a first-time locker and parking spot member of Club V. Club V. Female Oregon club member Kyrie Irving is now the first member initiated into the greatest club on earth, the V Club. The Female Oregon Club, otherwise known as the V Club, now established its first member, Kyrie Irving. And then by the end of the day, unbelievably, inexplicably, the members are just so thrilled to announce that Lincoln Riley will also be admitted as club member number two to the V Club. V for Female Oregon. The V Club, run right now by Kyrie Irving and the great Lincoln Riley. What an absolute V Club member this guy is. I mean to tell you. Tell the story again of what happened in little old Norman, Oklahoma, which is, you know, whoops, it just went by. Where are we? Is there a gas station here? Wait, did we just blow through Norman? Wait, is that it? Is there? I thought there was a school here. You mean there's just one traffic light? I mean, this guy is such a wussy. I mean, you are the biggest femme I have ever seen in my life. And you can quote me on that. I mean, you are, I mean, this guy should be on the catwalk in a dress with Butchin. I mean, he really, you get him a dress and put him out there as a catwalk supermodel, because this guy is honestly V Club City. You know why? Because he banned the media for the Oklahoma football. You're not allowed to cover the team anymore, because your boy is paranoid after a student journalist, like a 19-year-old kid. What did he do to him?
So, of course, there's a lot of speculation with who's going to start this Saturday. Caleb Williams, the freshman, Spencer Rattler. So the student newspaper kid decided, let me go to the buildings across the street from where the Sooners practice.
Smart.
Let me get the binoculars out and let's see FBI. who's running first team reps
FBI at
Sooner
Sting.
Practice. And sure enough, Caleb was running the majority of the reps with the first team unit. So of course he ran and reported that as such. So wait, today,
how about how he got, like, he got he an also informant.
To, yeah,
he got an informant.
Father. Like,
yeah, you got to get an informant involved in this thing, because somebody's got to be narking or something. Like, Spencer Rattler's father was his informant. Can you imagine that he sucked in the failed star quarterback Heisman hopeful? He went after his father and got that interview and got the binoculars out with the full FBI sting from like a building down the road, and saw the whole thing and reported on it. And your boy, V Club, Lincoln V Club, member number two, couldn't hack the kid's journalistic integrity. What a great FBI sting he had going, with a full narc and binoculars and the whole story, revealed it all. That is excellent journalism, kid. Congrats to you. You're a badass. And your coach at Oklahoma is an absolute V Club wussy femme. Put him in a dress. You can quote me on that, too, because I'm done with all this woke BS, okay? Put him in a dress. Get him out on the catwalk with Giselle, because that's what he is to me. He's a supermodel, you know, because you couldn't handle some 19-year-old kid doing you. You will never make it in the NFL ever, because you are such a wussy at Oklahoma as a football coach. You are so pathetic after what you did today, banning the media. It shouldn't even be allowed by the Big 12 or the SEC, your new conference, you femme, because you're such a phony-ass V-Club wuss bag. How do you like them apples?
No media till after the game on Saturday night. That'll be the next time that the media can talk to Lincoln Riley.
They shouldn't cover the game. The media in Femi, Oklahoma, in Norman, Oklahoma, no one, not one guy, should go, or woman, should go to that game in protest of what he did to that kid and to the media in general. That he bans the entire media from access to Oklahoma football. What they should do is never report another word about Oklahoma football until the ban is lifted. Completely lifted. And that he walks in front of a microphone and says, you know, the more I think about it, I'm such an asshat for what I did to that kid. I'm going to ban myself from practice for 2 days. Because what I'm doing to the whole media, because of what that kid went right around everyone and did a great job, great journalism. I'm telling you, that's a great reporter, that kid. What he did was ballsy. And the fact that he did it, I'm proud of you, kid, and your coach at Oklahoma. What a loser you are. Do your kids think you're a loser too? Because I'm sure my kids would think you're a loser. I mean, I'll bet my life that Riley's wife told him, you know, you're a badass. Throw down the gauntlet, Lincoln. You're the man. You're in charge here. Don't let the media dictate anything. Just ban them. I'm telling you. It's criminal. It is criminal. It should not be allowed. In a, you know, the days of freedom of the press are over. They've been over for a long time. There's no such thing in anywhere in this country of freedom of speech. I mean, there is nothing. You can't say anything anymore without losing your career. You're finished. You're done. What in the world is the constitution of this country? And I mean, here's a breakaway. Are they going to make it a 3-2 game? No. Stoned by the Avs. They're still up 3-1. So in my view, I feel, I mean, literally 15 years ago, I'd say that there's, my opinion is there's no freedom of speech in this country at all anymore whatsoever. It's been long gone. It's over. It's done. There's no such thing. And the fact that a football, a puny ass wannabe, thinks he's some kind of badass football coach, this Lincoln v. Club Riley, thinks that he can ban the media from covering his esteemed college football team. Well, I guarantee you they cheat. I guarantee you they illegally recruit. I guarantee you in my lifetime they've been paying players to play in Norman, Oklahoma my entire life. Would you argue that, Carver High? I guarantee it. I guarantee you they cheat. I mean, there is no way some of the football players that have played at Oklahoma. I'm like, Brian Bosworth went to class? Are you kidding me? Barry Switzer cheated the entire time he was there. The entire time. And you're going to tell me that this guy is holding his esteemed job, that he's going to ban the media from covering his football team? You know what I would do? I honestly, I'm not even kidding you. If anyone had the stones in the media, they should be attacking him relentlessly, attacking his wife and children, and attacking his name, credibility, likeness, his images. They should show him in a bad light every day until the guy literally jumps off a bridge. You know why? Because the day you ban the media and shut them out because you think you're running the world like, I mean, what are you, the SS? I mean, you don't make the rules down here, Lincoln. I would not cover that team for 1 second, but none of them have the stones to do it. If I were to newspaper, radio, and television stations in Oklahoma and in the Big 12, I wouldn't even go. They should never go to another game. Stop covering the team. 100% stop until that guy reverses that horrific, terrible, pathetic, weak, feeble rule that he's enacted because he thinks he's some kind of president or something. Who the F do you think you are? You absolute drip of a tool. I mean, you are the biggest effing loser I have ever seen in my life in college sports. Who the F do you think you are? Someone needs to beat your ass with a baseball bat in the back of the head. You think that you can call the shots? And that the media is going to be stopped by your skinny ass? Who the F are you? Shut the F up with that. Shut that down. Don't go to another game. Don't cover the team ever. And then we'll see how much fun Lincoln has when no one gives an F about his football team, except them stupid hillbillies that go to their games. And don't even tell me I'm wrong, Carver High. Don't get me started.
I think that would be the best. That would be the best strategy is to not cover the team. But you know they're not doing that, so
they'll all be there on Saturday night. They're pathetic. They'll kowtow to him all the way home. They're gonna do whatever he says.
They'll all be there. They'll all be there on Saturday night in Norman when they take on TCU. They'll all be there.
I think they should all go and do a story about him and his mother. I mean, I would attack his mother, his grandmother, his father, his neighbors, his childhood school teachers, you name it. I'd attack everything he stands for. I would attack his fiber and every inch of his being. I would abuse him so bad that literally he'd need a shrink. I've already eviscerated him on TV and radio today. I will never stop hating him. Dead. Hate him dead. No one ever in the history of this effing stupid-ass country we live in, you can quote me on that too, this pathetic-ass country we live in, with all of their effing rules and such, that, I come from freedom of speech. that's been eradicated by this government and this world we live in, Republican or Democrat. They've all ruined this country so bad. These stupid ass, phony, thieving politician liars and scum. They're the ones that have changed it. So there's no such thing as freedom of the press, freedom of speech. The media is controlled by Lincoln Riley and by the government. The government tells you what you can say on the radio, what you can say on the television. And then, I mean, you know, you don't like my religion, we'll kill you. You don't like our politician, we'll storm the Capitol and kill them and hang them and shoot them and cut their throats. Don't tell me that didn't happen on January 6th. You pathetic ass GOP loser femmes. You know it happened. You're all scum too. All of you. Every one of you. Screw you and your mother. How's that sound? And you know what? These are the people that say, you know, let's not let people, let's not let journalists cover stories anymore. Let's not have a press. Let's not have anyone report on criminals. I'll tell you what, if there wasn't media, you would have never known about John Gruden being a racist, homophobe, woman-hating, lying piece of shit, would you? I'm telling you, if it wasn't for the press, you would have never known Dick Nixon was a thief and a liar and a backstabber and a felon. You would have never known, would you? If it wasn't for the press, you would have never known your boy Bill was getting smokers in the White House. Right? I mean, don't get me started on if there wasn't a free press and freedom of speech. Don't tell me that, you know, you don't need journalists in this world. Okay? Don't get me started on some stupid, phony-ass, pathetic college football coach that thinks he's hot Shaq because he's getting paid a lot of money down in Cheatville, Norman, Oklahoma. Okay? You phony-ass B. I'll say it right to your face. I'll slap you in your face. Whap, whap. You're a phony. I'm going to write stories about your wife. How you like that? You either change the rule or I'm going to go after your children next. And the difference is that none of these media types and journalists nowadays have the absolute stones to do it because you're all so pathetic. You cannot let this happen to you. As a journalist, I'll tell you, the only guy with any balls in that entire show is the kid that did the story. The entire show down in Oklahoma and in Norman, you're all just sissies. That kid had the stones to do the story. He's the man. That kid's the man. You did a great job. You're a real journalist, kid. Keep going. Keep fighting. Keep being a reporter. Keep writing stories like that. Finding a way, no matter what, FBI sting, narcs, get the story, whatever way, however long it takes, get the story. You know why? Because the world needs reporters like you, bro. And we need less guys like Lincoln Riley. I swear to God, I hope he loses every effing game the rest of his life. The day he gets fired there, I swear to God, I'm going to pull my pants down on national television and bad things are going to happen. Real bad things. Real bad. I wish death on the entire program. Death. I hope you're all listening down there now. I hate all of you because of that phony-ass wussbag coach you got down there making the rules and such. Let me tell you something. I spend my life in journalism and in media and in freedom of the press and freedom of speech, okay? And they have ruined that, this world we live in now. They've ruined that. People like this guy controlling the media. Screw you. Screw you dead. Screw you dead. I wish death and black carnage, the cloud of death, to fly over your house and engulf your entire life and family. I hope you have suffering like no other for what you're doing to, like a kid that goes out and busts his ass for a story and you shut down journalism because you think you run things. Black cloud diner right over your house. Everybody says I'm crazy. You know what? I am effing crazy because I stand up for something. Screw you if you don't like it. I mean it. I mean it.
You're not allowed to say that about Lincoln Riley on the radio. You're not allowed to talk that way about our football coach down here in Hicksville.
Yeah. Okay. I live in New York City, boss. You ain't nothing down there in the sticks. We got it all right here. We don't listen to people like you. What do you mean? You people. I know I don't. I don't care what happens in that state. I mean, if you want to call it that, with the tornadoes ripping through and everything else, you can have it. You can have that cheating-ass loser coach making the rules and such. He's the rule maker. Your boy, Lincoln. Carver, do you think that, like, covers it in terms of, you know, I wanted the crust to get, you know, around the entire pie in terms of, like, TV and radio today. Just I wanted to make sure the entire apple pie got crusted just right with some whipped cream on top of the chair.
I think you definitely got enough pie, not only for tonight, but for Thanksgiving and probably a little leftover for Christmas as well. So I think you got plenty of pie out there for Lincoln.
I can't wait until they lose again in the college football playoff. I'm going to have a party.
I don't even think they're going to make the college football playoff. I'm going to
have a party. I hope someone steals. I hope someone steals their team bus and airplane. Steals it. Can't even find it. Just standing at the airport holding their D's. Just don't even know where it is. Gone. And all their equipment, too. Uniforms, everything. I hope someone steals everything because of their journalism ban, their media ban. Not going to have it. Can you imagine some sports information director loser in Norman, Oklahoma, letting this happen? Can you imagine some sports information director, a guy with alleged integrity for the media and for his job as a media assistant? Basically, they aid the media. Sports information directors are no different than journalists. Their job is to accommodate the media. Yet the guy doing it in Norman, Oklahoma, lets this happen. I wish literally when he goes fishing that a fish sucks him into the water and eats him. When he pulls up like on a big marlin, he's on his vacation with his wife, fat wife, and he starts yanking that thing. And all of a sudden, just like in a movie, boom, the fish just yanks him off the pier into the water. And you see this giant fish just eat him alive, dead. Eat him alive, dead. And I hope when Lincoln goes on vacation, he gets such a bad sunburn that it turns into, like, 50, 60 trips to the sun cancer guy. Melanoma everywhere. So, what did they fired Tockett in Zona, and now he's doing TNT? Is that the deal?
That is correct. He coached last year, out, didn't get another job, whatever, and now he's a TV guy.
And then Torts is doing it for ESPN, and I actually, there's no person I hate more on the face of the earth than John Tortorella, but at least I'm willing to admit that, there's no person I hate worse on the face of the earth.
Anybody's been listening for the last 20 minutes, Lincoln Riley might be close.
Listen, I'm just kidding about Lincoln Riley, but I am just kidding, but I don't wish death on him or anything. I wish that he would not be so stupid as to think that he can control the media. I just think it should not be allowed on this earth. There should be no such thing as controlling the media by an entity such as a college football coach. It's unacceptable. That's it. That's the story. You can say whatever you want about all the names I called him and everything I wished on his wife and kids. I don't care what you think. It's so upsetting to me that some college football coach can shut down the media and the Big 12 allows it and college football and the NCAA allows it is absolutely criminal to me. It's criminal. Tortorella, I will admit, is very good as an analyst on television. He's very good at it. And he's the biggest dick. I just almost said it.
Yeah.
He's the biggest dick in the history of coaching. There's no bigger asshat ever. The guy is the biggest jerk you've ever seen in your life, but he's good at doing television. So I respect talent when I see it. He's got it. He's good at it. This is what he should do for the rest of his life. I think he should shut down the coaching because I think it makes him a miserable human being. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Coast to Coast. Good luck in the Irish Cape Cod Open, Carver Hop.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.